You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Ravens Weekly, and we are on episode 104 this week. It's been a week without us, actually. We weren't here last week. We're back for the Easter with this, can we call it an Easter special, Jeff? I'm not sure.
No.
Okay. Let's put that one to bed. That is Jeff. Jeff Hutton, how are you doing?
Very well.
Good stuff. Great to have you all with us once again today. We are back in your ears this Easter. But unfortunately, we're going to start off with a recap of the Dagenham defeat. Not the best day football-wise,
Jeff. I was hoping
Jeff.
We weren't going to start with Dagenham. And obviously the week before that, because we didn't have the podcast last week, did we? So we weren't able to cover it. But we had the pleasure of welcoming Chartwell Cancer Trust down.
Yes, absolutely. So Chartwell Cancer Trust were our mascots at the Wrexham game, and there are some wonderful families and brilliant children that are involved with that charity. And when you hear the stories, it really is very emotional for all of us listening to it. But what the families and what the children are going through it is really, really hard for us to process, and they're battling through, and there's smiles on their faces, and if we can just help them on that journey a little bit, then that's what it's all about for us. And yeah, we had them down for a training session. Michelle at the Chartwell Cancer Trust organised it with us. And we had a small number of families that were down to watch training, to get involved and have a tour of the stadium. I'm rabbiting on a little bit here, and I'm conscious of that. So who better to explain it than Michelle herself? I managed to catch up with her after the visit. Michelle Simpson from the Chartwell Cancer Trust. Welcome to the podcast. Have you been on the podcast before?
I haven't actually, no.
So it's a podcast debut.
It is.
And you're from the Chartwell Cancer Trust, and we'll go on to what we've been doing with yourselves in a second. But can you give us a bit background on the Cancer Trust?
So we're the Chartwell Cancer Trust that support adults and children in the local area that have cancer or leukaemia, and we've got the big Chartwell unit at the Pru, that's one of the units we support, and three children's wards that we support, which are in Woolwich, King's College and Croydon University Hospitals.
And you've had quite a long association with the club now. I mean, we've known of each other for quite a few years now, and there's been a lot of work done between the two parties, hasn't there?
Yeah, I think it's been about 6 years now that we've been coming along and supporting you and you supporting us. You've always been really, really friendly and supportive of our childhood cancer support groups.
We have, yes, and we had quite a lot of the children involved at our last Wembley experience, didn't we, as mascots?
Yeah, we had four mascots, and also all the flag bearers were from our groups, and I think we had 66 of us in total that came along to the game. That's amazing.
Absolutely incredible support. You've been to a number of home games over the years as well, haven't you? And the most recent of those being the Wrexham game, where we had some mascots as well.
Yeah, we love coming along here, and we're always made to feel so welcome. The players love having the kids here as well. It's home from home for us. We're really big supporters of yours, and you're obviously really big supporters of ours, which is really lovely.
And moving on from the matches, you've come in with a small group of children and families today. Can you paint us a picture of what's been going on?
Oh, it's been lovely. We had a tour of the stadium, tour of the new building, which is obviously fantastic, really like close up behind the scenes tour, so thanks for that, Matt. But also then spending time watching the players, the first team training, meeting the players, spending time with them, and then having a kickabout on the pitch with the players and meeting Andy, the manager. Just really, really special time for those individual children. Really lovely.
And Michelle, it was a very emotional experience for all of us here, and it was great to see the players getting so invested in it, wasn't it, as well?
Oh, it was really special. All the children really loved it, but there was some really unique moments, like when one of the children, who's been in a wheelchair for a long time, only recently started walking again, really struggling with stairs, actually just walked up the staircase to the top of the stadium. Just really, really amazing, really special moments.
And you could see actually how it was humbling the players and the management. They were quite emotional as well.
Yeah, I think they actually were probably really touched by it, and they always are. That's I think one of the really lovely things, is that they genuinely really care and are very, very supportive of everything that we're doing.
And obviously Andy, the manager, as well, coming over and making his feelings known
online about it.
Yeah, I mean, Andy is very supportive of us too, really behind what we're doing, and he's always very keen for us to come along to the club. And so we're really made very, very welcome. And it's exciting times here with the trip to Wembley, and we're as excited as all the rest of the fans.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michelle, for bringing everybody down today, and hopefully they've all enjoyed it.
They've had a brilliant time. Thank you for inviting us long ago, Matt. And thank you especially for giving us a big tour of the stadium and everything. Really great.
Pleasure. Thank you.
So then, after that wonderful conversation and that wonderful topic there on how we've worked really well with the Chartwell Cancer Trust, we'd like to thank them for their support of us and, of course, for bringing everybody down. It was a really good day. Unfortunately, now we do have to go on to the Dagenham game, and we do have to do it, unfortunately. We don't want to, but...
First half, fine. I don't know. I thought if we just took our chances first half... If you went into half-time 1-0 up, I think it'd be a completely different story. And I think we had the chances... I know we had to make a save and we had to hit the post, etc. But I thought we had our chances first half. And if one of them had gone in and we'd gone in at half-time 1-0, I think it would have been a different story. But I can't explain the second half.
It was the polar opposite, wasn't it? Like you say, Jeff, totally agree. The first half was a good performance. Louis Dennis looked really sharp. We were making things happen. It was just the goal that was missing.
It's great to see Lou playing up there, in that position. It was, the recent games, it's been... it's been Louis of old that we remember. So it's been brilliant to see. And there was a lot of movement up top first half. And like you say, we created the chances. But for whatever reason, second half, it just didn't happen. The moment they got the goal, it was game over. It felt like that.
You say the moment, Jeff. The moment was about a minute and a half into the second half. So it gave Bromley a nightmare start to the second half, really. As Andy mentions, you'll hear about it later in the interview, it was from a set piece, which is very frustrating. Paul McCallum with the goal, and then Junior Marias adding one midway through the second half. And after that second goal went in, it was just a mountain to climb for Bromley, and we just weren't able to do it in the end. And I think Andy, in his post-match interview, was really frustrated that the week before we had a game of two halves against York City where we were not great in the first half, brilliant in the second
100%.
Half. Polar opposite this week.
Like you say, mate, incredibly frustrating. Couldn't wait to fast forward, really, and get to Monday and get the Wembley tickets on sale.
Which they are, aren't they? And they've been flying, haven't they?
Yeah, so what are we at? 6,500 already? I think that's what I heard them mention in the office. Brilliant. Which is absolutely fantastic. I'm sure, no doubt, Wrexham will be at double of that, whatever, but all we can worry about is ourselves, and it's been great to see those ticket sales up and running. It's obviously been run through Ticketmaster at the moment. So I know a few people have mentioned issues with being able to do group bookings, but I understand as long as you've got an account, you can get up to 8 tickets. So hopefully everybody's managed to sort themselves out and they're all sitting with the regular groups that they want to, and they're all in their big groups of friends, which seems to be the case whenever I speak with anyone, because I suppose that's the thing, isn't it, when you go to Wembley. Hopefully we're going to be welcoming so many new fans, floating fans maybe. I think the challenge is, obviously, it's the last day of the Premier League season. Thankfully, it's not a tight season. There's not a point in it. It's a completely different set of scenarios to when we got there in 2018. However, for us to already be on 6,500 is an absolutely fantastic effort. And obviously, we know everything that we've got coming up now over the next 4 or 5 weeks. School engagement, local town centre promotion. We're up in Bromley again on Saturday. I've got no doubt that number's only going to grow. And we're all looking forward to it. Again, a bit like 2018, however, you've got a number of league games in between and they need to count as well. And it's going to be an interesting period coming up. But obviously, as well as the tickets, Matt, the merchandise is on sale. No news on the shirt yet?
Yes, no, it's not been revealed yet.
Well, the only news is we know it's not going to be white.
Oh.
Because of Wrexham.
Ooh.
Because they're obviously wearing their third shirt for absolutely no reason whatsoever, other than to make a load of dough, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah, so
they've tried to say it's their cup shirt, haven't they?
Yeah.
But they haven't worn it throughout the whole trophy. I don't think they wore it for the first game in the trophy. Or I'm it got sure. postponed and then they said, I need to wear their white shirt. I mean, pretty poor, really. Well, you'd wear your home shirt, wouldn't you, with pride?
I would have thought so. Yeah, I would have thought so.
But
it is what it is.
I hope I don't end up on a TikTok or something. Anyway.
So frustrating.
That will be revealed at some point soon.
Oh, excited for that, yeah. Hopefully, yes. When do we know? It's going to be in the next coming weeks, isn't it?
I think it's coming soon. It's got to be coming soon.
It's going to be coming soon. Everyone wants to buy one, hopefully.
Yeah, that's right. Fingers crossed. Of course, there is, until then, there is a range of merchandise available for the
Bucket
FA
hat
Trophy
orders.
Final. Bucket hat. Let's see Rob Beckett in a bucket hat at Wembley, please. That would be brilliant. We've got the shirts, the scarves, all kinds of hats and other stuff like that. It's available on the website, BromleyFC.tv.
I think that's what it's called.
Is it?
Yeah, they're called trucker caps. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We've got normal caps. And we've got a polo shirt. We've got flags, scarves. Oh, buzzing for it. Yes. Probably bucket hat ordered.
Very much looking forward to that. And yes, a big day it will be. And yeah, fingers crossed.
If you go to wearebromley.co.uk, that's a central place now, isn't it, for everything Wembley related, whether it's tickets, merchandise, etc.
I stand corrected. Fantastic. Well, moving on then from Wembley to community, and it's been a very, 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 very busy couple of weeks for us in the community.
School holidays.
Yes, and normally, Jeff, it's a really, really busy time for us. With the soccer camps that we run, and we've had a fantastic time running those over the past 9 days. Of course, it's not quite 2 weeks, as we've got the Easter break as well.
Cool, feels like it.
Yes, you could say that. We've also had the pleasure of hosting a HAF camp, the Holiday Activities and Food Camp for children who are either SEN or on free school meals. And we've been able to welcome a good amount of those children into the club this week. It's been a really humbling experience. The coaches, I have to shout out the team of community coaches. I think they're currently in Broomfields doing a team quiz. Which is absolutely brilliant. We've got a fantastic group of community coaches here. They've worked so hard over the past couple of weeks to try and help these children and improve their footballing skills. But not only that, their fitness, it's the social side of it as well. And for the HAF camp, we've actually been able to give them a hot meal in Broomfields, which for them...
Ali and the team in Broomfields have been absolutely brilliant. Like I say, they've had their fresh fruit, their free healthy meal. You know, that's been absolutely brilliant. I think we've welcomed over 210 kids across the 2 weeks. It's been absolutely brilliant. Obviously, a massive shout out to obviously Bromley Council, Bromley Children and Families Forum, Matt. Obviously, a lot of partners involved to make all this happen. Sound Mechanical as well, our sponsors.
Big shout out to Zell,
the half-term camp. Obviously, it couldn't be, wouldn't be possible without all of them. So, it's been a really, really enjoyable 2 weeks, you know. And I think the players have enjoyed being involved as well. And obviously, talking about players' involvement, Matt, obviously, yourself, you've just come back from Signature, their Easter Fair.
Yes, been all over the shop today. Signature at Beckenham, one of our project partners for Ravens Chat, and also sponsors of Bromley Football Club. We were delighted to attend their Easter Fair today, which was a wonderful experience. And we were also delighted to be joined by Scott Wagstaff, Luke Coulson and Ben Margetson, who got involved with the shootout inflatable that we had there and were testing their skills along with the kids. That was a good laugh. And
They are injured though, so it was a foam football.
There was no strenuous physical activity involved. And I have to say, some of them, Josh was with me at the time and he'll vouch for this, they took the camera away from Josh and wanted to try their hand at photography. Which was quite good fun. And some of them, to be fair, got some really good shots. But it was brilliant. And thank you to Signature for inviting us as well. It was brilliant to be there, to meet the local community. We had lots of conversations with the general public as well about what we provide and what Bromley Football Club does. It was brilliant. And Luke Coulson was there, of course, as he always is. And here's what he had to say on that. And before I forget, his injury and his recovery from that. Luke Coulson, thanks for joining us again on the podcast. We're here at the Signature Easter Fair today. We'll get onto that in a minute. First of all, unfortunately, you are out injured at the minute. How's the recovery going for you?
Yeah, it's progressing really well. I've been doing a lot of work with Huss, the physio, and Maisie and Fran, the masseuses, and I'm back out on the pitch running, which is a real positive. We'll see over the next few weeks what happens.
And you don't like watching football, do you? Much rather be out there. It must be a frustrating time.
Yeah, well, you know, combine that with the Champions League, I've had an okay week. It's been difficult, but obviously I've got a few players with me. There's Scott Wagstaff and Ben Margetson and Omar Shwomi, Harry Forster. So we've had a good group and we're getting each other through it.
And it is a really good group of players, unfortunately, that's sidelined as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, which kind of only is exciting for the squad and the club for when we're kind of drip-feeded back into it. So hopefully we'll have a real challenging squad for the last few weeks.
We're here at the Signatory Easter Fair today, just as we mentioned there. It's brilliant to be able to get out and support those that support us, isn't it? And brilliant for you guys to meet and greet all the fans today as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I've just met Dave, who actually sponsored me 2 years ago, so that was nice to just to kind of like pick his thoughts and have a chat with him. So yeah, we always appreciate the support we get from the community, and this is just another way of giving back to them.
Big few weeks ahead for the squad, isn't it? Obviously you'll be back involved with that hopefully very soon, but it's very important to start getting those wins on the board, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we've got obviously some fixtures that we'd like to think that we can pick up some points from. I think we've been unlucky over the last few games not to do that, so yeah, fingers crossed we can start with a win at Eastleigh, roll into another win over the bank holiday weekend with a win against Maidenhead.
Luke, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Moving on then, and to a loan update, and a couple of big updates to bring you here. Congratulations is in order to Ben Crowhouse and Walton and Hersham Football Club as they sealed promotion. And obviously Ben Crowhouse, having been a part of that, is a big...
Is that back-to-back promotions for Walton and Hersham?
I think it might be. It's a big thing to celebrate. For Ben, who's a brilliantly talented young player and certainly has a part to play here. He's been brilliant for the under-23s, and he's getting experience of men's football at Walton and Hersham. So congratulations to him and to Walton and Hersham FC. And also, a big update that's come out today, Jeff, is the return of Marcus Sablé.
Oh.
Yeah, so back on loan from Welling United. I'm sure supporters will
apologies
be...
Apologies for a lack of input there. No, I completely...
We'll be pleased to see him back. He's a fantastic young talent.
Yeah, it's going to be a strange one because obviously, fans obviously want him back and everything like that, but I haven't heard too much of Welling and his performances there. And
no,
it's going to be an interesting one.
Sure.
So, again, I'm not sure, injuries, etc. It'll be interesting to see how he finds his way back into the team.
Yes, like you say, Jeff, there are a few injuries at the moment, but welcome back to Marcus. It's good to see him back, and of course, we wish him the best of luck in the upcoming games. Moving on then, there's a lot going on around the Easter period at Bromley Football Club and in Broomfield as well. There's also things going on beyond that, and who better to update us than Charlotte Richardson, Head of Marketing. Here's what she had to say to me earlier on today. Charlotte Richardson, you're making a regular thing of appearing on the podcast. You're back again, and this time it's just to chat briefly really about the fact that there's a really busy Easter period ahead for us and actually beyond that as well.
Yeah, it's great to be back on the podcast. Thanks for having me. And it's just been a whirlwind. So much going on and off the pitch. And we have got the Easter bank holiday filled with football, filled with things going on around the football club at Broomfield. We've got a kind of Back the Boys campaign as well. So it's just kind of an opportunity perhaps to bring supporters up to speed with that. So should they perhaps have a few spare hours free, they might want to come and spend it at Hayes Lane.
And Broomfield as well. We talked about the Free Flowing Friday, which sounds good.
That's really good. It's great when you're in a position to create these things that you would like to enjoy yourself. So obviously Broomfields has been up and running for literally only like 2 weeks. We haven't even reached that landmark yet. And it's been really fantastic to see lots of supporters, lots of locals come in and enjoying the food and drink and so on. And we wanted to do something over the weekend. So we are lucky to have been able to secure some coverage of the trip when the boys are away at Eastleigh. So if anyone is unable to travel but still wants to be able to watch some footage, they can come and join us at Broomfields. And I guess we've just kind of phrased it like we're putting the good into Good Friday by doing this free flowing drinks offer. And we will be open from 8 a.m. serving breakfast until 11:30, and then we're going to do our food menu from 12 till 9. But the free throw bottomless is probably the thing that people want to know about, and that is basically 90 minutes of free-flowing Prosecco, Spitfire Lager, Whitstable Pale Ale, or gin and tonic. It sounds like I've had some already. I'm trying to get that long list out. Plus any food item from the menu, and that's £35. So a bit of food, a bit of drink, an opportunity for people to come and watch the day's sport. There's plenty going on in the EFL, and we'll also see how our FA Trophy opponents, Wrexham, get on against Solihull Moors, because that's on the TV as well. We're going to do those in three different sit-ins, 12 till 1:30, 2 to 3:30, 4 to 5:30. People can book if they want to let us know in advance by emailing sayhello@ broomfields.co.uk. But if they just want to walk in and, like I say, just enjoy a bit of food, have a bit of a drink and start their bank holiday right, then they're very welcome. So, and then on the Saturday as well, we wanted to do something really kind of family friendly. We know that lots of people are going to be coming to kind of various soccer schools and activities. So although we normally like our eggs on our plates, we're going to do a little bit of an Easter egg hunt around Broomfield. So we're going to have some nice kind of family activities going on where each child will get a go home with a prize. So if anyone's popping down and fancies having a look around and getting their kids to do something a little bit to keep them entertained for 5 minutes, then they can enjoy that. And of course we've got some games on the big screen. We are closed on Sunday, and then obviously we're here on bank holiday Monday for a big game against Maidenhead.
Charlotte, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for that.
Tell you what, scrap Easterly, I think I'm going to stay in Broomfield. I'm absolutely laughing. I'll watch a game in Broomfield on a Friday, Easter egg on the Saturday. Happy days.
Free-flowing Friday sounds good, I have to say.
It's brilliant. No, honestly, it's been great to have Charlotte on board, part of the team, and hopefully your supporters, they've seen a lot of the brilliant work going on there already. Her and the rest of the team in terms of Broomfield as well, obviously Megan and everybody. It's been an unbelievable time, and it feels like we go down there now after work, it feels like it's always been there, but
it's weird.
It's still so much in its infancy. And I know there's a lot of feedback coming in, and please do keep it coming, because everyone's trying to learn with every day that passes. It's a brilliant addition to this place.
It's amazing
to even to look down there now and see the families eating and stuff. It's absolutely brilliant. And I know Megan and Charlotte have played a massive part in that early success so far. So that's my weekend sorted.
Well. I'm off to Eastleigh. Jeff, you remember plenty of these visits to Eastleigh. It's not typically been the happiest place for us, has it?
Silver Lake Stadium.
Yeah, I remember going on a few of these for the past. Well, we've always kind of been up against Eastleigh in the Conference South, and of course in the National League as well.
I just remember a massive win there in the Conference South, I think, or the Rhyme.
That was very early on, wasn't it?
Oh, it was years ago now.
Was it 4-0 or 5-0 or something like that?
Honestly, it was. I think that was the days of Gareth McCleary and Sam Wood.
And obviously in recent years, we were actually talking about this with Louis Dennis, was the 4-all. Do you remember that one? Were you at that one, Jeff? The 4-all where Louis Dennis scored?
Oh, God, yeah.
Two worldies. Absolutely fantastic. He's
Jordan Higgs worldie, I remember that. Yes. We lost 2-1, didn't we? But he scored an absolutely thumping strike.
Oh, one of the best strikes I've seen in a Bromley shirt. Typically not been the happiest place for Bromley to go. However, we did win there last year during COVID. Courtney Duffus, Jack Holland with the goal, and Courtney Duffus with a very, very, very late winner and a bizarre goal that it was as well. I think Bromley actually went 1-0 down that day, and we ended up winning 2-1. And that was the first win I've seen us get at the Silver Lake Stadium for a very, very long time. So we'll be hoping for another 3 points tomorrow. It's going to be a tough game. Eastleigh have improved since we played them earlier this season. We won 3-0 here at Hayes Lane towards the very beginning of the season, actually. They have pushed on a bit since then, and they have improved. And they got a good win at Aldershot, actually, the other day.
And obviously, to be fair, though, even though it's Easter weekend, a good Bromley contingent coming down, Matt. The coach looks busy.
Yes, the coach is going down to the game. There are still spaces available on it. So if you'd like to join us on the supporters' coach for the Eastleigh game on Good Friday, it's bromleyfc.tv. You can book your place on there, and you can still do that on the morning of the game. Don't leave it too late, though, as we're leaving at 11:15. So if you're booking at 11 o'clock, you know, your name might not be on the list. But yes, do come on down and get behind the team.
Sorry, I should have followed that.
On a serious note, I was expecting Jeff to jump in there, but it just didn't happen.
And then what happens? What we got? Maidenhead at home, of course.
Yes, we do have Maidenhead at home. And talking on all points, Eastleigh, Maidenhead, and actually Hafkamp as well, is Bromley manager Andy Woodman.
Andy, on Saturday you said it was a game of two halves, and unfortunately this time, unlike the York game, not in a good way.
No, I think the goal just after half-time got the wind out of ourselves a little bit. I thought it was really good first half without scoring, which has been a bit of a problem of late. But we got undone by a set piece, which isn't really us. And then it was an uphill struggle, but, you know, after that. we're not getting a rub of the green a little bit, you could argue, but I think, you know, that'd be a bit of an excuse, and I don't want to create an excuse culture here. We've got to be back, and we've been working all week, really, to make sure we can try to turn this around.
And you talked there about being better. The FA Trophy form has been really good, and the performances are not so much in the league. It must make it really frustrating for you.
Yeah, I mean, I come back to it. You know, it's been margins. We haven't, you know, there's been moments in games that if they've gone our way, and probably the first half of the season they did go our way, and they haven't gone our way at the moment. Everyone goes through this in the season. I've looked at all the other teams. They've all had their moments in the season. We've just got to make sure we keep grafting and try to turn ours around. I've always said when we was winning, there's big, you know, there's fine margins that define a match, and at the moment they're just not going our way. But it's not through the lads not grafting and trying, that's for sure.
Some news that has broken this morning is that Marcus Sadler has returned from his loan at Welling United, giving you an extra option in midfield.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I'd like to thank Welling for taking Marcus for a month to play and get him up to speed. That was always the idea, to get some minutes into his legs. We've got Marcus back in the building now, and he's got a fight to get in this team now. We've got a few injuries, but he's got to now try to sort of stake his claim to get into our team. And he's been training with us, and we're hopefully... getting back in the team and firing and scoring some goals.
Easter period is upon us now. Two games coming up in the next 4 days, the first of which is Eastleigh. We travelled down there, a side that we played very early in the season, actually, previously.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've picked up a little bit since we played them. Pretty much most teams have, to be honest. It'd be a tough game. I mean, both games would be tough. It's always hard over the Easter period. We're going to go down there. We've got our game plan set up, and hopefully we can go and execute it and get some points. It's not going to be an easy game, as I always say.
And like we say, the Easter weekend, it's full of football. Return to action on Monday as Maidenhead of the visitors, Hayslane.
Yeah, Maidenhead here on Bank Holiday Monday will be a nice game for us. And hopefully we can have, you know, a few people come in the door and support us. That'd be great.
And it's been a hive of activity here, just away from the first team as well, as the Community Trust have been supporting children on free school meals, which is, it's wonderful to see, isn't it?
It's a brilliant initiative. I mean, the council and the football club have come together and helped these young children have a day's football camp with us, and then been guaranteed a warm meal at lunchtime in Broomfields. I think it's really great that everyone at the club has worked so hard to make sure these young children are looked after in the school holidays, and it's been lovely to see some smiling faces out there. So the club and the community have really come together with the council and made a difference to these young children.
And the players have been going to say hello, haven't they? And you can see it really makes an impact on the children.
I say it all the time. I mean, there's a bigger picture sometimes than football. We had the young children from the cancer charity last week, and now we've got these young children who maybe a little bit less fortunate in their lives, and the club and the council have come together to help them, and that is nice. And I think the players really respect and appreciate that they can go out there and do their little bit with them as well.
Matt, always great to hear from Andy. I know he's covered a lot of subjects, but you know, for those on the outside, win, lose or draw, Andy's always remained the same within the group, within the building, within the office. He's always been absolutely fantastic with everything that we do with the community scheme, and just how he treats and liaises with all the staff inside. And you know, big weekend coming up, and a lot of people are talking about the season and where it's all going, and you know, Wembley distractions and stuff. But you know, two wins, a win on Friday, a win on Monday, could be a massive turning point for us and could just about keep the season alive. And you know, it's possible, mate. It's doable. Eastleigh on a Friday, and then Maidenhead on a Monday. Talking about Maidenhead, Matt, obviously, it's one of our last five games. Obviously, a special offer for those games as well. Exec Club as well.
Yes, absolutely. As Charlotte mentioned in her earlier interview, there is the 5-for-4 offer. And of course, that includes the Bank Holiday Monday game against Maidenhead. So do take up that offer and get yourself a game free in our final five home matches. Like you say, Jeff, there, yeah, Andy, an absolute credit, really, in the way that he conducts himself and the way that he really supports what we're trying to do in the community. And like you say, win, lose or draw, Andy's always there, and he's always wanting to help us and keep pushing us. And we thank him for that. Maidenhead is a massive game. The whole Easter weekend is a huge weekend for Bromley Football Club, really, on and off the pitch. There are still spaces available in Exec Club if you'd like to dine in style, pre and post match.
Popped in there the other day. Who did you interview before the game? It's good because Andy goes in there before the game, doesn't he? So he basically announces a starting 11 at 2 o'clock. But they hear it firsthand from him. And then you had a couple of players in there as well.
We had Luke Coulson and Scott Wagstaff, who we'd much rather see on the pitch.
Of course,
they're absolutely fantastic, and of course they're two that have done the player visit for us at Signature today. They're a real credit as well. I really enjoy working with the pair of them. They're always willing to go out of their way. Nothing's ever too much for them to do. They'll always volunteer themselves for the community visits. They were brilliant in the interview upstairs, and I think
Like I say, for the Exec Club, what is it? What's the offer they've got going on? I think it's slightly cheaper for this one, isn't it? Reserve parking, go upstairs, two course meal, reserve
seat. The food's amazing.
It's absolutely brilliant.
And you get the interviews with the players pre and post match.
And Matt's not comparing it today.
No, I'm not doing it on Monday.
As an added bonus, Matt's not going to be doing interviews on Monday.
As a pull factor, I'm not doing it on Monday. We've got Charlotte doing it.
Charlotte's in there comparing the room. Yeah. Brilliant.
I need a rest. my voice needs a rest.
Have they got to contact Ben to find out more?
Yes, it's ben.hayward, and that's HAYWARD at bromleyfc.co.uk.
Or, to be fair, you could just go events at bromleyfc.co.uk.
It's event hire, I think. Event hire at bromleyfc.co.uk. Just to jump back on that one. Do come on down. You've got to try the Exec Club. It is a completely different experience to your usual match day. Moving on then, we've talked a lot about what's going on off the pitch on Monday. Of course, it is the visit of Maidenhead United. Bromley having a difficult time at York Road earlier this season, back in the latter stages
of
December.
A bogey club still... We've had some awful trips.
Yes,
there.
And at times no. It's been very strange. Obviously, we did lose 1-0 there earlier in the season.
I'm just a natural pessimist, though. I just remember
the
bad times.
You and me both. We were lucky enough to catch up with Maidenhead United media officer Grace Scott on the fixture, and here's what she had to say.
As a team, I think we can look back on this season and be quite proud of the bounce back that we sort of had at some stages of the season, and that we've really given the fans moments to savour. For example, we beat Wrexham 3-2 at home, we beat Halifax, we beat Chesterfield, all when they were up there at the top of the table. And that was at York Road as well, which made it that extra bit special when last year, being a community club, not being able to have our supporters at the ground, which I'm sure Bromley can sort of relate to this as well, being able to give them their moments, get them back into the ground, build on this season, ready for next year. We've got an exciting future, so I think for us, as always, our main priority is to sort of secure safety in the National League and then build on the performances, ready for a good season next year.
A big shout out to Grace there for giving us the view from the opposition camp. Always nice to hear from the other sides. Obviously, we did reach out to Eastleigh. Couldn't hear from anyone, though, obviously, but they can pump artificial crowd noise into their stadium anyway. That's it, Matt, now. Are we done?
I think we are done. I think we made it through another
one. It's Thursday night. I'm going down to Broomfields. I've got a free burger booked in.
Oh,
it's carrying on, isn't it? For the next 2 weeks as well.
Yes. There's
still free pizza on a Wednesday.
Take advantage.
Free burger on a Thursday.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Amazing.
Wait, I can see it.
The desserts are really good as well. I can speak through experience. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us once again today.
Big thank you for putting up with us. I know it wasn't worth a wait.
No, I have to agree there. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening to us. This has been your Easter special of Ravens Weekly.
It wasn't really a special, though, was it?
No. To be fair, you said we couldn't call it an Easter special, so we've now got to think of a name for this podcast, which is a bit of a pain.
It's a bit like a Cadbury Easter egg hunt. You can't call... Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us once again, and like Jeff says, putting up with us. We're back next week for more Ravens Weekly action.
What about next week? How's next week going to be? Two games.
Ooh.
If we win both, we'll come back early. We'll come back on Wednesday. We'll
podcast
buzzing,
is just
going to
spring at you. Don't know what's going to hit you.
If we lose both, we're going to have to take a week off, I think.
Going to be hiding.
Come on, Bromley.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Up the Ravens. We'll be back with you again next week. Take care.
You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me.